Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This might be the last week we ever do the list, by the way.
Barstool Sports.
What?
Colby's laptop.
Ooh. Text in if you want us to do the list more.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm texting.
What if I want it to be less?
Also, go check out the videos on 105.3thefan.com. Kevin and I did a video called Inside the Zebras.
I don't remember that.
How do we vote for the same amount of list?
Sorry, as an employee of Intercom, Reggie, you're ineligible to vote.
Oh, man.
Tough break. We're going to appeal to the judges.
Who are the judges?
Say rule stands.
Where are these judges?
Me. I'm the judge.
But you're the one that initiated it.
Yeah. Welcome to the world.
Oh.
Right?
Good deal.
I don't think we have time for these shenanigans.
Okay.
Take it away, Reggie.
This whole show is shenanigans. What do you mean we don't have time?
No, I said I don't think we have time for these shenanigans. We need to get to those shenanigans.
Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah, this is Masterpiece of the Week, where we revisit some of the dumb, funny, and otherwise interesting statements.
I already know what's going to win. I already know.
Ooh.
We'll see.
I've made my decision.
Oh.
You don't even know what's on here.
No. I do. It better be the one that I know.
What a vague tease that is. I'm in.
It's Kevin. Kevin's going to win.
Oh, no.
I've already decided.
I mean, Kevin is the odds-on favorite here.
Oh, crap.
But we have listeners in studio, and they request that we begin with Colby. So Colby said this.
Put them in your mouth, and you suck on it. That's what you do with suckers.
What?
If you're going to eat a sucker.
Oh, my God.
That's
this show just went
do.
From zero to erotic in one Colby statement.
That's just
oh
the
my
thing
goodness
that you do with a sucker.
Oh, I feel like our show was at zero. I mean, I felt like we were at least at two.
Okay. We were humming.
The reason why you call them suckers is because what do you do with the sucker? You suck on it.
Oh, my God.
Suckers.
All right, so what would we be if we have two erotic Colby statements?
Okay, I'm sitting down, so I think I can... Never mind.
I ran out of positions. I'll admit it.
That's why you had to.
It's a busy night, huh?
That's why you had to do the sucker. I don't know if that's.
What?
Hmm?
I am not turned on by candy.
Can I vote for that for next week right now? I want my vote on the record next week. That's my vote.
Oh, good God. Yeah, I don't know where to go. So let's, Corey said this.
Tickling them. That's all we're doing.
Oh, dear.
Just teasing them.
I like ones where one of us knows immediately that what's happening is wrong. So play that again. I'm glad that in this instance, I knew.
Tickling them. That's all we're doing.
Oh, dear.
Just teasing them.
I knew this was going to be problematic.
Where did oh, dear come from for you? Was it like your mom said it and you're like, or did you see it in a TV show?
Probably. Okay. I think most things I'd probably vote for that.
Is that like Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, man. You really want to be bothered by Winnie the Pooh? Look up this thing.
No,
I can't remember the exact, but it's like changing your opinion on Winnie the Pooh in 22 steps or something like that. It is one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen in my life. You simply must see it.
I'll try to find it so I can get the director.
Oh, bother. And you'll know why he's bothered because, yeah.
Well, this is why I'm bothered.
You're welcome.
So it took all day to get up.
What?
Oh, man. I mean, I am getting older, to be fair. So you can expect some of these problems, ladies. Yeah. Bet you didn't think I'd embrace that one, did you? Oh, good point. I'm glad you weren't ready immediately with that, or that would have been a disaster.
Looks like the votes that are coming in right now are saying don't do the list anymore. So I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
They're not really excited about this Masterpiece of the Week.
Hold on. I love Masterpiece of the Week. Do the list more. Love the list. Keep doing the list. Best segment of the week. Well, I wasn't turned on by candy, but now I am. Thanks, Colby. That's not exactly related, but I thought you should know that nonetheless.
Huh. Well, speaking of being excited by things, and no, not that.
Oh. I poop in the water. That was my parody of the Toadie song.
You know what? If you just took the in the water out, that's still a great drop.
I poop. You can hear my pen tap too on the paper. One more time. One more time. I poop. My God. I just want everyone to remember this. We are professionally employed for lengthy periods of time to do this show.
Two things I want to say here. One, can you imagine Kevin walking out and singing that song?
Yes, no, I can.
Absolutely.
And two, from the 682, do not look up the Winnie the Pooh thing. I did that and I can't unsee it.
Hey, this time at least I warned you that it's horrifying. But you should still look it up because you really need to know. You do. I can't unsee it. You shouldn't be able to either. A lot of more people. Do the list, do the list, do the list from the 469, from the 817. If you stop the list, I'll stop being a Tolo. By the way.
The whole station?
From the 817. Just finished a 67-page UNT film thesis. A couple pages short. I'm done forever. Mike from Wolf City. That's awesome.
Congrats, homie.
Tolo since day one.
From now on.
Hell yeah.
Every time Kevin talks, I just want you to play.
I pooped.
Oh, crap. You can probably add the show. Okay.
Wow.
I don't think. Reggie, don't look at me like that. I didn't say it. I don't think I was going to swear. I can't say 100% I wasn't going to swear.
I'm pretty sure you were.
But the irony of it all is I was going to use another version of the thing I was so excited about.
I'm very disturbed by this. This is something where I wasn't here for this day, so I'm not sure what we're about to hear.
You want to see my whopper plopper?
That's a fishing lure that Broadus was talking about.
Yes! Because, okay, get ready to play it again. You'll know the cue. Because we had Broadus on, and he was talking about that, and he goes, oh, yeah, you two jerks will probably make some fun thing out of that. And I was like, what? What do you think we're going to say? And then I want to see my whopper plopper. It was amazing. From the 214, I got a fever. All I need is more Masterpiece. What do I look up for Winnie the Pooh? It's something to the effect of like the 22 steps that will make you never look at Winnie the Pooh the same. It's something like that.
And since you brought up Broadus earlier, every once in a while he'll make it in. So here's that instance.
Yeah, I told him I ripped Bruce Allen's ass.
Oh my God. Sensuous yet again.
That didn't sound sensuous.
I mean, not for Bruce Allen. But for Broadus, the best night of his life.
This one is easy to miss, so I want you to listen very carefully for Corey to input something here.
What? They walk out there and pull their pants down and take a poop in the middle of the field. That's what they're doing.
Without wiping.
For the first half.
Did you say without wiping?
That's what it was. That's exactly what it looked like.
Man.
It looked like a stain.
Oh, I got a serious text. This is pretty awesome. Thank you very much for telling us this. From the 830. My dad passed away a few months ago. Today would have been his birthday. Seriously, thank you for the masterpiece. Happy birthday to your dad. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. We like it when you guys share with us. That's why we like to think that we share the stuff with you. You know, the same week that my dad died, I told you guys all about it because it just felt right. Like, you guys tell us so many things about your life. I wanted to share what was happening in my life as well. So, sorry, obviously, for your loss, but happy birthday to your dad, and glad you're partying with us.
And in an effort to somehow make this sound a little less confusing and disturbing and to honor your father, Daddy's always happy.
That was a drop from Reggie.
Yes.
What's disturbing is that that was just going to be part of our show. And I don't know if that honors that man's father or that person's father whatsoever.
I tried.
I severely question if that honors that person's father. Let us know if it did.
From the 903, you guys should do the list because, number one, most people are stupid, so I treasure funny people. Number two, dignity is overrated.
Sure.
Number three, I'm a tolo and I say so. And number four, Kevin and Colby imitating whales a few months ago made me laugh so hard. You guys can do whatever you want.
If you ever heard
to you,
if you ever heard the original version of that,
oh my God,
I have never laughed so hard on the show in my entire life as when Corey pivoted to whale jokes and he said it was like some kind of whale pickup line. He's like, why don't you come with me and we'll go hump back at your apartment? I lost my mind. I had to take my headset off because I could not stop laughing. It was the funniest thing ever.
Let me peel back the curtain just a little bit. Boss brought me in the next day and asked me what happened.
Oh, dear.
And was like, you do understand, like, it's your job to keep things on the track sometimes. And I was like, okay. And he goes, that being said, I thought it was really funny. And I was like, all right, so this is a good thing. And he said, then I played it for Sean and RJ and Troy and Roy, and I wanted to get their take on it. I said, all right. Sean did not approve.
Sure.
The rest of the show thought it was hilarious. So sometimes I just got a question. What do I really know? That's what our boss said. He said, sometimes I got a question. What do I really know?
There are some things that if we were explaining how to do radio, I would never advise you do. And then no. They happen, and I'm like, it worked. I don't know.
I heard somebody walk up to Tim Collins and say, so how would you describe KNC? And Tim just goes,
My God.
That is the best.
Never have I heard a so apt description of this.
From the 214, I don't know if it honored his father, but my father is rolling over in his grave. Thanks, Reggie.
Oh, my goodness. Are we doing good things for anybody right now?
Oh, and from the 830, Reggie, you're the greatest. My dad would have appreciated that, and if he wouldn't, I sure do. So there you go.
You're welcome, Bubba. Corey said this.
But I don't know for a fact it's not.
You ever had crabs? It sounds like two completely different pieces of audio.
Because it is!
It just, out of the blue.
There was no reason for you to ask that. And yet you did.
Oh, man.
And I'm not even sure why Corey said this.
What's your best release of physical? Oh,
Mark
my God.
That, right?
What's the way that you like to get that kind of energy out?
I like to punch doors and walls.
Oh, so you would want a door room?
Yes. All right. This is going to take a really deep dive. This is much like Winnie the Pooh. This is going to take a really deep dive. All right. I want everybody to listen to this again. Count at home how many times you think Corey was like, shut up and bail, shut up and bail, shut up and bail during this statement, because I counted at least three on first listen, and it happens really quickly. Play it again.
What's your best release of physical? Oh,
Mark
my God.
That, right?
What's the way that you like to get that kind of energy out?
I like to punch doors and walls.
Oh, so you would want a door room?
Yes.
He was so excited to find an out that he came up with door room.
Yeah. I supported you on that. But yeah, I counted at least three times that your brain was like, stop what you're doing. And you're just like, you know what? I'm going to keep talking.
It's like when you've overcommitted to a swing. You decide, I'm swinging at the next pitch no matter what.
Yep.
And then halfway through it, you're like, no. And then they're like, check swing, go down to the umpire. He went. That's exactly what that moment was.
And speaking of overdoing
things. Like six times in a row.
Kevin said this.
Believe it or not, you can overpenetrate.
What?
All right.
Oh, my dear Lord.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You think that's bad? Think about this.
What? Wait, are you doubling down on the badness that's happening right now?
You're damn right. Now I'm going to make it even worse. Up until about 20 years ago, before they came up with overtime in high school football, if there was a tie in the playoffs, and I swear to God this is true, they would decide which team advanced in the playoffs based on which high school team had the most penetrations.
Like after prom or?
What are you doing? You know your mic is on.
The homecoming game.
That's a stupid comment too. Prom is at the end of the season. At least give me homecoming. No, I will not say Hoco. Man, by the way, Garland High School, classic give up on their homecoming. I asked Brandon what the theme was. He goes, I don't know. It's probably something stupid. And it came out, it was A Night Under the Stars. I was like, wow, that's the biggest give up of all dance themes. Everyone at work is looking at me funny. Y'all MFs are crazy. From the 817, I love you guys. Thank you. From the 210, that needs to be a drop interview question. From the 432, ha ha ha, I love this show. And from the 817, please podcast.
Ooh, from the 214, will. Very important. Which Cowboys quarterback do you think was the worst?
Oh, yeah, we did this a while back. I forgot.
Yeah, we really do need to get back to sports, guys.
Okay.
Oh, back to sports? I can talk about a quarterback here.
Eli gave me a hug. It was amazing. That was about that little dying girl. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Yeah, all you people laughing at home, how do you feel now? Not so great. It's about a dying girl, so yuck it up.
You're not a little dying girl.
But he did have this assertion about himself.
I have at least 9 holes in my body. I do. I don't understand
from
why
the
this 903. Is ear, ear, nose, nose, that's 4.
Uh-huh.
Eye, eye, that's 6. Mouth, 7. Butt, 8. Front butt, 9. And if you count the belly button, 10.
Belly button doesn't count.
Yes. And 9.
It's not a hole, it's like a cup.
The eyes count! Yes, they do! From the 817, why am I arguing with someone who's not on mic? From the 817, almost crashed, stop it. I was going to say, just because you bid on us for charity doesn't mean you could suck me into an auction or an argument.
What?
What? What? Argument. Holy God. All right. Well, I would
She's also an eye doctor, dude.
I would like to thank you guys for the last 8 years. The last 6 in this time slot, it truly has been magical. I'm assuming Reggie will take my place, and maybe they'll bring in Jeremy. I don't really know what we're going to do with the rest of it, but I want to thank you guys for the last 8 years.
From the 214, Night Under the Stars. So
night.
Night.
Yeah, what a stupid theme.
I mean, we don't always have stars in Dallas.
Yeah. Night Under the Not Light Pollution. Don't get Corey talking about belly buttons. That's a good point from the 214.
Reggie?
Kevin said this.
If you ever go through the ocean and you see this big honk of poo?
How many times has that happened to you?
That's the people from the underwater village, remember? Play 817, damn, you're right. This is the last show. Thanks for the memories, Kevin.
Oh, if this is the last show, I got to get some other stuff in here, like Corey.
I said ass while I was on a bus.
Okay, I know it's not going to win. That is my favorite drop. What a nonsensical bit of additional information. Play that again. It is irrelevant where you were in this story.
I said ass while I was on a bus.
So what? That's amazing. That's my vote.
And you know what? I feel like we should cap it off with this.
I have the power! That's you! That's you!
We had 3.
Ass!
Hold on. There's one more. Did you not get the other one? There's one more. And it's got to win.
I'm not even sure which one you're talking about.
I bet I know about the bed.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's two of those, actually.
Okay.
What? I've laid in a bed with a man before.
Huh?
Why is that controversial? You've never laid in a bed with a man?
There you
Fair
go.
Fair question.
If you played that, though, in its entirety, that's where it really was. Because you just kept going and going.
Yeah, because y'all kept looking at me. Oh, it's weird that you laid in a bed with a man.
Oh, speaking of that, Corey.
53 for some people. It's just off the charts. And the dude just kept going and going and going with that thing. I think we took it too far, Reggie.
All right.
That's over the line.
I really wanted to vote for Colby talking about his weird thing with the candy.
It's a sucker!
But I'm going to have to vote for Corey when he said that thing on the bus.
That's not even the best one.
While I was on a bus.
It's so dumb. It's amazing.
I don't even remember what all got played. I just know, Reggie, pick for me. Which one was the funniest one?
Do you really want me to pick for you?
Yes, pick for me.
All right.
But I don't know for a fact it's not.
You ever had crabs?
It's also the vote of our in-studio guest, Victor. So, God, I hope that one wins now. That's great.
Right. Crap. There was too many. There was too many.
This was like an all-star lineup.
Yeah, this is
really
good.
Was.
Do I get to pick for Colby, too?
Go ahead. There's a lot.
I poop in the water.
Again, I still think that's
God,
funnier.
And then I said the ocean poop thing? Oh, no. Don't link those two together.
I still think it's just funnier just as the first part of it.
And because there's just so much talent in this pool here, this is what I vote for.
What's your best release of physical? Oh
Mark
my God!
That, right.
What's the way that you like to get that kind of energy at?
I like to punch doors and walls.
Oh, so you would want a door room?
Yes.
I was super excited that I'd get away from what I was saying.
What is a door room?
I don't know, but I needed to help.
A room full of doors.
Yeah.
Idiot.
All right, so the winner is what? I feel like the tie is like 1-1 to
the
one.
The winner
to
is
one.
The listener. You win.
Congratulations, listener. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3
The
Fan.
Oh,
the yes. Well, there's no chance Reggie will have the time to find that, so you're all just SOL. Coming up next, we've just got time for one more thing right here in The Fan. You want to see my whopper plopper?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.